This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. Toyota became the world's largest automaker in 2008. But after years of building loyalty, the Japanese company may have put its quality brand name at risk, at least temporarily. Toyota is recalling millions of cars and trucks around the world because of cases where vehicles have sped up unexpectedly. Last August, a driver in California was unable to stop. The crash killed him and three of his family members. Toyota says the problem is rare and caused by accelerator pedals becoming stuck open. On January 26th, the company suspended sales of 8 of its top-selling vehicles in the United States, its largest market. Toyota dealers have been receiving parts to make repairs. General Motors and Ford both reported increased sales in January, but Toyota sales in the United States have fallen, and so has its stock price. Toyota says it expects costs and lost sales from its recent safety recalls to total $2 billion by the end of March. Louis Leteve spent 27 years in the car industry at Ford. Now he is dean of the School of Management at Boston University.
It's Toyota's biggest such recall. It's voluntary, incidentally. It's not mandated. So in that respect, they're doing something fairly bold, namely taking the hit of shutting production and correcting the vehicles that are in inventory on which they've stopped sales.
A recall late last year involved floor mats that Toyota said could cause the accelerator to get stuck. One of the vehicles in the floor mat recall was the Prius, the world's top-selling hybrid. Now, American officials are investigating the brake system on the 2010 Prius. The Transportation Department says it has received more than 120 reports, including reports of 4 crashes. Toyota says it found a software problem that could briefly affect the feel of the anti-lock brakes on rough or slippery roads. It says it fixed the brake problem last month. But a growing number of legal cases claim Toyota knew for a long time about the sudden acceleration issue with other vehicles. The problem reportedly has led to more than 800 crashes and 19 deaths in the past 10 years. Congress is preparing for hearings. Greg Bonner is a marketing professor at Villanova University. He says to regain trust, Toyota will have to make public everything it knows about the problems and show it accepts responsibility. The recall has also intensified questions about all the computer control systems in modern cars. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. I'm Steve Ember.